And El Bandido Yankee mentions the liquid and wants you to try the liquid and compare and evaluate the liquid to see that there's nothing that's been added, that it's been cooked naturally. The Blanco tastes of cooked agave. The aging is natural. And they can focus on the liquid because the liquid is good. And that's the greatest selling point for me. Hi, this is Julio Bermejo, and I'm on the road with Dave on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have online, actually very honored to have on the line, one of the foremost personalities in the cocktail world, creator of the iconic Tommy's Margarita, and tequila superstar, the one and only Julio Bermejo. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, thank you so much. It is so great to be back in Chicago.
Well, it's great to have you. Welcome to Chicago. You know, when you have a tequila Taj Mahal for the taste buds, like Tommy's out in San Francisco, you think you'd never want to leave. And before we get into your visit, for those that may be not in the know, tell us a little bit about, and tell the listeners a little bit about Tommy's and why it really is the epicenter for the tequila world in America.
Well, it's funny. We didn't start it out that way, and we certainly didn't plan Tommy's to be a tequila mecca. It just worked out that way when I truly fell in love with the spirit, and not just the spirit, but the culture around the spirit and the people involved in Mexico and all the ancillary industries around tequila. And we slowly grew a selection of tequila to be so representative of the industry that in 2003, the state government of Jalisco and the National Chamber of the Tequila Industry named me Ambassador of Tequila to North America. So it was really pretty cool and a nice recognition for the work that we had been doing trying to promote 100% agave tequila. Today, Tommy's is recognized as the only bar west of New York in the United States to be on the list of the top 50 bars in the world so many times, and we are really proud to be a resource, not just for tequila enthusiasts, but also for bar owners and bartenders that wish to learn more about the category.
So titles like Ambassador of Tequila for the U.S., Governor of Jalisco, you've been, as you just mentioned, you know, an advocate and proponent of agave spirits for many, many years, but it seems like more people than ever are on board, whether it's distillers or producers or even just enthusiasts and fans. Like, Julio, this is a great time for tequila.
It is a wonderful time for tequila as the growth has been unprecedented. But, Dane, there are some truly serious issues that are plaguing the industry as well because of its phenomenal growth, you know, and we're honestly, some of the brands of tequila have turned away from making tequila in a natural way. And some of the products out there, in my opinion, are no longer representative of what a naturally made tequila should taste like, right? And there are many factors for this that are very complex and we can get into them. But I would just encourage the public that would like to learn about tequila and maybe try tequila if they've never had tried before, to try to find 100% agave tequila that's made completely naturally. And unfortunately, those things, 100% agave is on the label, but whether or not it's hydrolyzed naturally is not. And that's where you have to depend on your bartender or the bar manager or the manager of the quality liquor store you buy your products at.
There's so many resources out there now, you know, whether it's online or from experts like yourself, for people to get sort of up to speed and get that information. In addition to being an advocate, you've always been an educator there. So, Julio, is that the kind of thing for listeners that they'll see on the label? Is it something that maybe the manufacturer's compelled to put in there, maybe in very small and tiny print? What should they look for?
Well, unfortunately, the manufacturer is not required to put that. So I would really recommend an app like Tequila Matchmaker. That is an app that when you input the brand, it'll tell you the distillery, it'll tell you if they add adjuncts, and it'll explain a lot. And that's the easiest handheld resource anyone can have if they're truly interested. But again, you know, starting and having a relationship with the maybe Agave Spirits bar that you visit or with your favorite retailer, they should be able to tell you too if they're really good.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for some of those resources. And in addition to all the success, you've always been sharing that as well, which is great. You've traveled the world sharing, consulting, judging, and now you're here in Chicago with us and our very own El Bandido. Yankee, talk a little bit about the visit, kind of what your experience, your thoughts on the spirits, your demo, what you're making, right? And then what people are enjoying.
You bet. Well, first, I kick myself in the head every time I come to Chicago, and it's been 5 years since my last visit, and I need to be coming here, I think, once a quarter.
Yes.
It's so magnificent. The bar scene and the restaurant scene are unparalleled. You know, I always say that there's only four restaurant towns in this country, and it's New Orleans, New York, San Francisco, and it's Chicago. But everything has been so wonderful, and the weather, I was so surprised at how nice it was. But I'm here to help promote El Bandido Yankee. Now, it sounds like an awkward name, maybe a little kitschy. You know, obviously the name came from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. But I'm really grateful that El Bandido Yankee, though it may seem to have some celebrity roots and some deep Chicago celebrity roots, they actually don't talk about that. They talk more about the quality of the liquid. And that's where I think they have an advantage. These celebrity tequilas that have come on the market today, the overwhelming majority of them, all they mention is celebrity, and no one mentions the actual liquid. And El Bandido Yankee mentions the liquid and wants you to try the liquid and compare the liquid and evaluate the liquid to see that there's nothing that's been added, that it's been cooked naturally, that it tastes, the Blanco tastes of cooked agave, you know, the aging is natural. And those are, for me, for most discerning connoisseurs, should be really important facts. I mean, I love movie stars, I love fitness athletes,
right.
But I like watching them in their craft, and I don't necessarily think a lot of them know a lot about other things, and that's why it's cool that El Bandido Yankee isn't stressing the fact that Chris Chelios is one of the brand owners and is an iconic person here in Chicago. And they don't mention that Eddie Vedder is part of the team as well. And he's an incredible Hall of Fame rock and roll hall musician. But they focus on the liquid. And they can focus on the liquid because the liquid is good. And that's the greatest selling point for me.
You know, you think about this, and there is a lot of fun built into it, because a lot of times these spirits are built into festive moments. So it's good to have some fun personalities and some fun parts into it. But Julio, you mentioned it, right? They can have all the fun that they want, but these guys in this team, they really do take the spirit seriously, from all of that street cred and the distiller and to process and all of that stuff. And the more people know, they may be introduced by some of the star power, but the more they get to learn about it, just like you, I think that they'll be excited. Let the listeners know we're talking with agave icon and tequila superstar Julio Bermejo. And so, Julio, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for Tommy's and all of the social and everything, but let people know where they can come see you. Hopefully people will be seeing you while you're here in Chicago, but the rest of the time, where can they visit you?
Well, I'm usually at our family's restaurant, 5929 Gary Boulevard in San Francisco, where we've been there for 57 years in the same location. And in Chicago, we were at Bar Taquito. And then I was making the rounds yesterday, went to La Josi, you know, obviously had some great pizza at Lou Malnati's. Today, we're going to the Blackhawks home opener. You know, we're doing a little bit of tequila hunting at some great retail shops like Binny's, like La Vinata, like Moreno's, just some fabulous places, town and country. But just been really pleased to see and be able to order a Tommy's margarita at a lot of the city's top venues. So if you have an interest in learning what the Tommy's margarita is like, go to almost any top cocktail bar in Chicago, and you may not see it on the menu, but the bartenders will know how to execute it properly.
It's awesome. What a luxury for them to be able to have you walk through that door and kind of share a little bit and kind of celebrate what's happening with you and celebrate in Chicago. You're going to be at the Hawks game. And Julio, I don't know if you know this, but every time the Hawks score on WGN radio, we break out the Bandito. It happens every single time the Hawks score this year. And so you're going to be able to experience that. It is going to be an amazing experience for you.
So Dane,
yep.
Are you telling me I can sneak in some El Bandito to the hockey game?
Ooh. Off the air, maybe we can go over maybe some avenues for importing some tequila excellence into the sporting environment. We'll have to see about that, but you're going to have a blast. And anytime Julio Bermejo is in Chicago and on WGN, it is another opportunity and time to break out the Bandito. And so we'll keep you posted on that and all the links. And Julio, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for coming to Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you to all of Chicago and all of Chicago hospitality for looking after me so well and treating me with such excitement.